We're following the news today that the U.S. and Cuba are moving in a new direction.
We will end an outdated approach that for decades has failed to advance our interests, and instead, we will begin to normalize relations between our two countries.
President Obama speaking today, and we'll monitor that story. But first, the pressure is mounting on Sony Pictures today after hackers threatened to attack theaters that screen Sony's new film, The Interview. The movie is about a TV host and producer assigned by the CIA to assassinate North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The Carmike Cinemas chain is pulling the movie from its theaters. The New York premiere of the film has also been canceled. Brent Lang is senior film and media reporter at Variety. He's with us from New York. Brent, welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks for having me.
Well, do you think there's a chance that this film just doesn't get released?
Well, I think there's definitely a chance, particularly if circumstances change and Sony and others begin to feel that there are some real dangers to releasing this film in theaters. I mean, right now, the Department of Homeland Security is saying there's no evidence of an actual plot to disrupt people or hurt them. So they are moving forward and leaving it up to theaters to decide whether or not to play the film.
Well, how good of a job do you think Sony is doing in handling this? Admittedly, it's a difficult situation, but they've said to theaters, basically, it's up to you.
I'm not sure I can assess that because it's so unprecedented. I can't think of another American corporation, particularly in the entertainment sector, that's had to deal with this kind of situation. They have so many public relations fires that they're scrambling to put out, they're inevitably going to make some mistakes. I mean, I think that people would probably love to see Sony come out swinging for freedom of speech, freedom of expression, but at the same time, they have to be aware and cognizant and responsible and responsive to these kinds of dangers and threats. I mean, we live in a world now, particularly following the tragedy in Aurora, Colorado, where I think people feel more vulnerable than they once did, and they feel more vulnerable in public spaces like movie theaters.
So how much is on the line for theaters if they decide either to run it and risk whatever happens, or not to run it and not make any money on this film, which has gotten a lot of publicity at this point?
Well, that's what they're debating right now. I mean, it does appear that if something were to happen at these theaters, that there would be some legal liability issues involved. So they're weighing that with the fact that this is a film that's on everybody's lips. There's nobody in America right now who hasn't heard of The Interview.
What about for Sony? How much is on the line for them?
In terms of the release of The Interview, that's tens of millions of dollars. The film cost $42 million to produce, tens of millions, $30 million, $40 million to advertise, to market, to promote. And then you have to figure that if they don't get the theaters, they don't get the box office up to a certain level, that's going to impact all their ancillary revenues. So that means that their television deals, their pay TV deals, their DVD sales will all take a hit because that's tied to box office.
Brent, you say this is unprecedented. The Daily Beast is reporting today, although NPR has not confirmed this, that State Department officials screened a rough cut of The Interview and gave Sony the okay for the film. If this is true, how unusual is that a film studio would go to the government before releasing a movie?
I can't think of another example. I think perhaps Sony was somewhat scarred by its experience with Zero Dark Thirty, another very controversial film it released during Christmas time. They were caught somewhat unawares of the kind of blowback, particularly on the government front, that they would receive for that film. So perhaps they were trying to nip something in the bud before it became a big issue. Obviously, that did not work in this case.
And you mentioned Zero Dark Thirty, which was about the killing of Osama bin Laden. There's also the movie Death of a President, which was released back in 2006 about the fictional assassination of President George W. Bush. And film historians have gone back and said, look, there are not a lot of movies where a sitting world leader is killed. So that is why this is so unprecedented. Have there been uproars, though, like this over a film's release that you can remember?
I can't think of something that's exactly analogous to this situation. As you said, there have been world leaders that have been satirized before Team America World Police, who satirized Kim Jong-il, for example. The South Park movie sent up Saddam Hussein. No reaction there. But we live in a much more connected world. Obviously, there are fierce restrictions on how people in North Korea can access and use the internet. But there is still some online access, particularly among the elites. So although this is a very isolated country, they are aware of how they are perceived in the world. And I think that the internet has done some wonderful things. It's connected people across the globe in ways that we never could have expected. But as we've also seen in the example of Sony, it's allowed for some extremely destructive behavior.
If this film is released, will you go see it in a theater?
I would be happy to see it in a theater. I believe firmly in freedom of expression and speech.
Brent Lang, senior film and media reporter at Variety. Brent, thank you so much.
Thank you.